So explain to me what's happening. Why aren't you all getting paid?
I'm not exactly sure why it's happening other than the congressional continuing resolution that was passed in December as a last-minute budget measure was only for a short-term period, and it expires here on Wednesday, January the 15th. So because of that, there may not be money available to pay for the payroll for the military service.
How many Arkansans serve in the National Guard?
Right now, we have approximately 10,000 soldiers, airmen, and civilian employees who are part of the Arkansas National Guard in our operation here.
And how is this affecting yourself and those men and women?
Well, it affects us directly by the impact that it will have on your monthly budgeting, how you plan you get payroll on certain days of the month, and you plan your family bills and household expenses and things around your budget period. But across the institution as a whole, of course, it can have a morale detriment effect, as well as, you know, it kind of puts things in question on our ability to keep things moving. So we want to try and work with our congressional delegation as closely as possible to make sure these things can be avoided as much as possible.
Have you heard any specific accounts of how families have been affected, maybe financially during this time that have resonated with you?
Sure. There have been several that have contacted us and of how they could get assistance through some programs that we have, as well as legal assistance and how to contact their creditors and let them know that perhaps their mortgage will be delayed this month, or other creditor problems that would arise from delayed payroll. And this is a considerable portion of their income. If they are delayed, of course, it is a consideration for their monthly personal finance.
What's next for these individuals and families? How long do you think their pay will be delayed?
Now that we're working at our level here at the Arkansas National Guard to keep our service members and family members and spouses, abreast of the information as we get it from Washington and from the National, Defense Accounting Office, so that we can adequately prepare our service members for what is occurring, so they're able to better manage their personal finance and work with their creditors and things like that they have to do as individuals. So our big game right now is keeping that information flow and the two-way communication with our service members through the command wide open. And so we open that door to them and try and be as transparent as possible of what's happening and prepare them for what the likely possibilities are for the future.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.